As this is the first time I'm taking the floor, I would like to start by thanking Ireland for your leadership on this important political declaration. Before addressing our main comments to Section 3, I also want to take this opportunity to say that Denmark fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union yesterday. As has already been addressed by many other delegations, the purpose of this declaration is not to create new rules, but rather to secure and enhance compliance with the IHL through the declaration's envisioned follow-up process, which shall allow for further international cooperation through exchanges of information and best practices. Against this background, we propose to amend Section 3.3 and 3.4 to align with the IHL terminology to avoid ambiguity in these provisions. We therefore propose that the sentence, when the effects may be expected to extend beyond a military objective in Section 3.3, is replaced with wording referring to indiscriminate attacks, or alternative that this text is omitted and that the provision instead solely refers to in accordance with IHL. We also propose to omit the use of the term reverberating effects in Section 3.4 and rather use incidental or indirect effects, which many other delegations have already commented on. We would also propose to replace the wording can reasonably be foreseen by the terminology from IHL, which may be expected instead. Thank you very much.